teams set their stall out. I mean, I think there's been a couple of teams that have come out firing at us, and I think, you know, Saturday, you know, ultimately we dominated the second half and couldn't score, and they did, you know, from there. You know, not even an opportunity, but they're half chance. They've scooped the ball in, it's gone in the net, and you know, we struggled to hit the back of ours, and that was why we lost the game.
The expectations are always going to be high when it comes to an ex-conference side like Kettering. What are your expectations for this season? Will anything less than promotion do?
No, we need to go and get promoted, you know, but it's not, you know, I think the last few weeks have probably shown people it's not going to be as easy as what you read, as what people think. You know, reading stories and forums and Twitter, people think it's going to be over by Christmas and we can all go away on holiday. It's not as simple as that. It's a long, long season. We're a third or whatever away through that now. And we're in a great position after a third, being a third through the season. But we're, you know, it's going to be a long season. It's going to be a tough one, and it's going to be very close, ultimately, between some of the teams that I expected to be there at the start of the season.
It's good of you to stay engaged with the fans by reading forums and messages on Twitter, and I know you are active on social media, but is that sometimes a bit of a curse as well as a blessing, knowing what the fans are thinking?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, maybe some people could understand that I do have a job and a life away from football. And, you know, no matter what I comment on, some people comment on. And it's not always revolved around the football. But no, I mean, it's good to have that interaction. And, you know, to be fair, regarding the fan base, I've met some fantastic people. So it's good to have that camaraderie between everybody. And it's the way the world nowadays, you know, a lot of people post things. They post a lot of things that, in a bad way. Some people post a lot of things they'd never say to you, but it's just the way the world is nowadays. And yeah, you just take it and move on.
Of course you do. You are top of the league. You've got a cup competition to look forward to tomorrow night as well. Can you keep the squad together? Are you still looking to add? What's your feeling about this group you've got at the moment?
I think the group at the moment is a great group of players. I mean, you know, we're top of the league. We've scored more goals than anyone else, and we've got the best defensive record. So you can't really complain too much, to be fair. But, you know, we're always looking. I think there'll be one or two additions in the next couple of days, to be honest. There's a few things we need to organise and we need to put right. Obviously, Jonathan Thorpe's probably not going to play again this season, which is a big miss for us. And, you know, we're always looking. And it's good to bring in new players because ultimately it freshens things up and keeps the other players fresh as well, realising there is competition, not just from within, but out there, and it keeps everybody on their toes.
And if I mention the name Elliot Sandy to you, what's your response to that?
He's a Dunstable player. And Elliot, you know, has made it very aware, you know, on social media, as we say, Elliot has made it very aware that he would like to be back at Kettering. At the moment, he's a Dunstable player. And we will have to see what transpires, if anything, over the next couple of days. Elliot's a great lad. He was with us last year. He's a fantastic player. He's a good player. He's a good lad off the pitch as well. And, you know, we'll just see what happens over the coming days, if anything, with that. But at the moment, he's a Dunstable player. And, you know, it's probably not right. I speak a lot about it, to be honest.